My goodness, some of the best Jews are right out of darkest Africa, Midtown Manhattan, Manila, or the controller of such as a sultanate. It is not a race, or a color, it is every bit a creed, so what you call the condition is without meaning, readers. It is a distraction from the game at hand, so you won't notice the real point of King of the Hill. 66. This book is of no consequence to us as such. It has been distributed around the globe. Chapter 8. The Strict Observance. In the 18th century, Germany became the center of European Templar Freemasonry. This had nothing or very little in common with the original ideologies of the Knights Templar. The Templar degrees were introduced into the free observance system of Masonry, which meant that members had to pledge strict obedience to those of a higher rank. The leader, who was called the Unknown Superior and carried the title Knight of the Red Feather, was true to the Scottish Rite and thence to the Stuarts. About one decade after the invitation of Frederick the Great, the strict observance and its Scottish Rite was adopted by almost all the German Freemasonry. Frederick made enormous profits from the conflicts to which the Scottish Freemasonry had contributed. His goal was the expansion of Prussia, and therefore he supported the Jacobites against the Hanoverians, also in 1745 during the Great Invasion of England. Afterwards, he allied himself with England and profited from their difficulties by lending them German soldiers. Apparently he had read Niccolo Machiavelli, too. This was one of the biggest swindles in the history of Europe. A small group of German princes overthrows the English throne and puts a Hanoverian there. Then they use their influence to have England engaged in wars and proceed to empty the English treasury by lending them mercenaries. The indebtedness again helped the Jewish bankers and thus the Illuminati on their way to take over the world. Chapter 9. The Bavarian Illuminati of Adam Weishaupt. Adam Weishaupt received his education in a Jesuit monastery and finally became a professor of the canon. Over the years he found problems with the Catholic views and became the personal student of the Jewish philosopher Mendelssohn, who converted him to Gnosticism. In 1770 Weishaupt was apparently contacted by the recently convened moneylenders Rothschild, to found, on their behalf, the secret order of the Bavarian Illuminati at Ingolstadt. A short explanation: Weishaupt's Bavarian Illuminati are not to be confused with the Illuminati, the group we have looked at so far. The true Illuminati had, as mentioned before, infiltrated the Brotherhood of the Snake in Mesopotamia, and they never appear under their name or personally and in public. In this book we use the name Illuminati because it has become accepted among insiders to mean this group of people dealing in background. Adam Weishaupt just used the same name for his order, whose objectives were similar to those of the Illuminati, perhaps to confound once more future researchers by a group thus named that appears in public. To avoid confusion, I will call Weishaupt's group Bavarian Illuminati. The Bavarian Illuminati were organized as circles within circles, onion-like. When initiates had proven their capacity for keeping secrets, they were accepted into an inner circle with yet deeper secrets. Only those in the innermost circle knew about the true intentions of the Bavarian Illuminati. Members of the lower degrees were told that there were no higher, 67, degrees, and the identity of the Grand Masters was not revealed, as in the strict observance. The Bavarian Illuminati were subdivided into 13 degrees to the 13 steps of the Illuminati pyramid on the US $1 bill. The system copied the spying and informing of the Jesuits to test members who had reached the title of patriarch for weaknesses. This politics allowed the order to place the patriarchs in those positions where their talents could best be used. Denouncing was also one of their tactics, to ensure that no patriarch would go against the order. Weishaupt succeeded in winning the best and brightest heads in high finance, industry, education and literature for the Bavarian Illuminati. He used bribery by money and by sex to gain control over those already in very high positions. Once he had achieved this, Weishaupt used extortion to ensure that he retained control over these unfortunate leading personalities. The Bavarian Illuminati then started to have adepts higher degrees, advise government people, of course, behind the scenes. These experts knew to advise the politicians in such a way that they adopted a form of politics engineered so cleverly that the advised persons thought they themselves had gotten these ideas. The reason given for the existence of the Bavarian Illuminati was the eradication of the dire circumstances in society to lead man back to his natural and happy state. Since this meant to overcome both the monarchy and the church, they had created themselves dangerous adversaries. And once more it turned out that secrecy was the most important institution of the order. A document that became known as the New Testament of Satan shows what way Eichhorst's Illuminati ideology was meant to be. The document had been closely guarded by the Bavarian Illuminati, and I am using it here because many people still doubt that the protocols of the Elders of Zion are genuine. Perhaps these readers find it easier to accept that plan and the principle of action if the word Jude does not appear. The document got only known when in 1875 a courier to Paris was struck by lightning and the information of a worldwide conspiracy he had carried was apprehended and revealed to the public. Observance. The Bavarian Illuminati was subdivided into 13 degrees to the 13 steps of the Illuminati pyramid on the US $1 bill. The system copied the spying and informing of the Jesuits to test members who had reached the title of Patriarch for weaknesses. This politics allowed the order to place the patriarchs in those positions where their talents could best be used. Denouncing was also one of their tactics, to ensure that no patriarch would go against the order. Wei Eichhorst succeeded in winning the best and brightest heads in high finance, industry, education and literature for the Bavarian Illuminati. He used bribery by money and by sex to gain control over those already in very high positions. Once he had achieved this, Wei Eichhorst used extortion to ensure that he retained control over these unfortunate leading personalities. The Bavarian Illuminati then started to have adepts higher degrees, advise government people, of course, behind the scenes. These experts knew to advise the politicians in such a way that they adopted a form of politics engineered so cleverly that the advised persons thought they themselves had gotten these ideas. The reason given for the existence of the Bavarian Illuminati was the eradication of the dire circumstances in society to lead man back to his natural and happy state. Since this meant to overcome both the monarchy and the church, they had created themselves dangerous adversaries. And once more it turned out that secrecy was the most important institution of the order. A document that became known as the New Testament of Satan shows what way Eichhorst's Illuminati ideology was meant to be. The document had been closely guarded by the Bavarian Illuminati, and I am using it here because many people still doubt that the protocols of the Elders of Zion are genuine. Perhaps these readers find it easier to accept that plan and the principle of action if the word Jude does not appear. The document got only known when in 1875 a courier to Paris was struck by lightning and the information of a worldwide conspiracy he had carried was apprehended and revealed to the public. Therein it is stated that the first secret of guiding people is the control of public opinion by sowing discord, doubt and contradictory views until people can no longer find their way in this confusion and are convinced that it was better not to have a personal opinion in national law. Passions have to found in the people and inanity and abhorrent writings produced. It is further the task of the press to show up the inability of the non-illumined in all matters of state and religious life. The second secret is to carry the weaknesses of the people, all the bad habits, passions and mistakes to extremes until they no longer understand each other. The power of the personality has to be fought, as there is nothing more dangerous. If it is endowed with creative spiritual forces, it can affect more than millions of people. All peoples shall be worn down by envy, hatred, quarrels and wars, by deprivation, hunger and the spreading of epidemics, for example AIDS, until they see no other solution than to submit completely to the rule of the Illuminati. If a state is exhausted by inner radical changes or because of civil war has fallen under the control of external enemies, then it is definitely doomed and so in our power. People will get used to taking illusion at face value, to be content with superficialities, they chase only after pleasure, to exhaust themselves in their eternal obsession with what's new and finally to follow the Illuminati which will be ascertained by paying the masses well for their obedience and their attention. Through the demoralization of society shall people lose their faith in God. By working specifically with the spoken and the written word the masses shall be led according to the wishes of the Illuminati. 68. With visual instructions the people have to be stopped from thinking for themselves and made to use any existing mental powers for the shadow boxing of hollow rhetoric. The liberal thoughts of the parties shall be flogged to death by Illuminati orators until people tire and begin to abhor speakers of any movement. On the other hand, shall the political science of the Illuminati be constantly fed to the people so they have no time to think. The masses are blind, irrational and lack judgment and therefore may not partake in the statesmanship but have to be governed with just yet inexorable severity and absolute force. World rule can only be achieved in a roundabout way, by the purposeful undermining of the cornerstones of true liberty, of justice, the election system, the press, of personal freedom and above all of education and culture of the people, and under the strictest secrecy for all activities. The purposeful undermining of the cornerstones of state power. The governments have to be tormented until they are ready to sacrifice all their power for the sake of peace. In Europe the differences between people and peoples have to be stirred up to create an insurmountable rift and no Christian state finds support because every other state has to fear that an alliance against the Illuminati was disadvantageous. On all continents discord, unrest and hostility shall be sown to frighten the states and to break all resistance. All state institutions have to fulfill important tasks within the state so that by damaging such an institution the whole state machinery will be ground to a halt. The state presidents shall be chosen from those slavishly devoted to the Illuminati, a dark spot in whose past makes them faithful executors of the Illuminati's directives. Thus the Illuminati will be enabled to reinterpret laws and to change constitutions. By giving the president the right to proclaim a state of war, the whole armed forces will be in the hands of the Illuminati. The uninitiated rulers shall be diverted from thorough preoccupation with state matters by courteous reception and representation duties. By the corruptibility of the highest public servants, the governments shall be put in debt to the Illuminati by foreign loans so that state debts will appreciably be augmented. Economic crises caused by suddenly withdrawing all available monies from the market shall bring about the downfall of the money economies of the non-illuminated. The financial power must attain sole control of commerce and trade so that because of their money the industrialists gain political power. Next to the Illuminati and the millionaires dependent on them, the police and the military, there shall be people without possessions. The introduction of the general and equal right to vote shall create the majority rule. By instilling the idea of self-determination, the meaning of family and its educational values shall be destroyed. By education based upon false tenets and mendacious teachings the youth shall be stultified, seduced and depraved. Links to existing and founding of new Freemason lodges to attain the envisaged goal by way of diverted organizations. Nobody knows them more their aims, least of all the oxen of non-illuminated that were enticed to participate in the open Masonic lodges to have dust thrown in their eyes. All these means shall force the peoples to offer world rule to the Illuminati. The New World Government has to appear as patron and benefactor of those submitting themselves voluntarily, the UN. Should a state oppose this, its neighbor states want to ally themselves? A world war has to be unleashed. Korov, Maitreya, Dirk Mendweltler, The Coming World Teacher, Conny Verlag, 1991. Themselves and made to use any existing mental powers for the shadow boxing of hollow rhetoric. The liberal thoughts of the parties shall be flogged to death by Illuminati orators until people tire and begin to abhor speakers of any movement. On the other hand, shall the political science of the Illuminati be constantly fed to the people so they have no time to think? The masses are blind, irrational and lack judgment and therefore may not partake in the statesmanship but have to be governed with just yet inexorable severity and absolute force. World rule can only be achieved in a roundabout way, by the purposeful undermining of the cornerstones of true liberty, of justice, the election system, the press, of personal freedom and above all of education and culture of the people, and under the strictest secrecy for all activities. The purposeful undermining of the cornerstones of state power. The governments have to be tormented until they are ready to sacrifice all their power for the sake of peace. In Europe, the differences between people and peoples have to be stirred up to create an insurmountable rift, and no Christian state finds support because every other state has to fear that an alliance against the Illuminati was disadvantageous. On all continents, discord, unrest and hostility shall be sown to frighten the states and to break all resistance. All state institutions have to fulfill important tasks within the state so that by damaging such an institution the whole state machinery will be ground to a halt. The state presidents shall be chosen from those slavishly devoted to the Illuminati, a dark spot in whose past makes them faithful executors of the Illuminati's directives. Thus the Illuminati will be enabled to reinterpret laws and to change constitutions. By giving the president the right to proclaim a state of war, the whole armed forces will be in the hands of the Illuminati. The uninitiated rulers shall be diverted from thorough preoccupation with state matters by courteous reception and representation duties. By the corruptibility of the highest public servants, the governments shall be put in debt to the Illuminati by foreign loans so that state debts will appreciably be augmented. Economic crises caused by suddenly withdrawing all available monies from the market shall bring about the downfall of the money economies of the non-illuminated. The financial power must attain sole control of commerce and trade so that because of their money the industrialists gain political power. Next to the Illuminati and the millionaires dependent on them, the police and the military, there shall be people without possessions. The introduction of the general and equal right to vote shall create the majority rule. By instilling the idea of self-determination, the meaning of family and its educational values shall be destroyed. By education based upon false tenets and mendacious teachings, the youth shall be stultified, seduced and depraved. Links to existing and founding of new Freemason lodges to attain the envisaged goal by way of diverted organizations. Nobody knows them more their aims, least of all the oxen of non-illuminated that were enticed to participate in the open Masonic lodges to have dust thrown in their eyes. All these means shall force the peoples to offer world rule to the Illuminati. The New World Government has to appear as patron and benefactor of those submitting themselves voluntarily, the UN. Should a state oppose this, its neighbor states want to ally themselves, a world war has to be unleashed. Korov, Maitreya, Dirk Mendweltler, The Coming World Teacher, Komni Verlag, 1991. As one can easily see, the New Testament of Satan contains almost the same thoughts as do the protocols of the Elders of Zion, only the Jews have been replaced by the Illuminati. 69. But as we have seen on whose behalf Adam Weishaupt founded the Bavarian Illuminati, we can deduce whence the New Testament of Satan came. The conspirators had recognized the strength and the influence of the existing Freemason lodges and started now, following the plan, to infiltrate these and to take control, number 11 of the protocols. The lodges that had been infiltrated were then called the Lodges of the Grand Orient. A famous French orator, the Marquis de Mirabeau, became heavily indebted because of his extravagant lifestyle and was contacted on Weishaupt's order by the Jewish moneylenders. Moses Mendelssohn then introduced Mirabeau to the wife of the Jew Hertz, and it ensued that she got to see more of Mirabeau than of her own husband. Now Mirabeau was in a situation where he was, die to extortion and his debts, under total control of the Bavarian Illuminati. Next, he was given the task of convincing the Duc d'Orléans, who was Grand Master of the French Freemasons, to change the Blue Lodges into Lodges of the Grand Orient. Can deduce whence the New Testament of Satan came. The conspirators had recognized the strength and the influence of the existing Freemason lodges and started now, following the plan, to infiltrate these and to take control, number 11 of the protocols. The lodges that had been infiltrated were then called the Lodges of the Grand Orient. A famous French orator, the Marquis de Mirabeau, became heavily indebted because of his extravagant lifestyle and was contacted on way I short order by the Jewish moneylenders. Moses Mendelssohn then introduced Mirabeau to the wife of the Jew Hertz, and it ensued that she got to see more of Mirabeau than of her own husband. Now Mirabeau was in a situation where he was, die to extortion and his debts, under total control of a Bavarian Illuminati. Next, he was given the task of convincing the Duc d'Orléans, who was Grand Master of the French Freemasons, to change the Blue Lodges into Lodges of the Grand Orient. H. Surely, you didn't have the delusion that somehow threats, blackmail and conspiracy are things new. In 1773 Mirabeau introduced the Duc d'Orléans and Talleyrand to Way I Shorpt, who then initiated them into the Grand Orient Freemasonry. When in May 1776, H. look again at that date and then look at your dollar bill, the American Declaration of Independence was signed, Adam Way I Shorpt fulfilled his well-considered plan and introduced the Bavarian Illuminati officially. This date is thence falsely given as the date of their founding. The most important years, though, were the 6 years prior to the official introduction. Among the members of the order were Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, Duke Dahl August von Mar, Duke Ferdinand von Braunschweig, Baron von Dahlberg, Postmaster General of Fern and Taxis, Baron von Nij and many others. In 1777 Way I Shorpt was initiated into the Freemason Lodge Theodore of Good Counsel in Munich and soon had the whole lodge infiltrated. On July 16, 1782 the union between the Freemasons and the Bavarian Illuminati was sealed in Wilhelmsbad. This pact united about 3 million members of the leading secret societies. An agreement reached at the Congress in Wilhelmsbad allowed the initiation of Jews, who at that time had only limited rights, into the lodges. As the Rothschilds controlled the Bavarian Illuminati, they now had direct influence on other important secret lodges. Very little of what had been decided at that conference ever reached the public, since all attending were vowed to complete secrecy. The Comte de Viria, on other Freemasons attending, was asked whether he could divulge some of the resolution. He said, "I will not confide them to you. I can only tell you that all this is very much more serious than you think. The conspiracy which has been woven is so well thought out that it will be, so to speak, impossible for the monarchy and the church to escape from it." Another attendant, the Comte de Saint-Germain, H. Hum, later warned his friend Marie Antoinette of the murder conspiracy that was intended to topple the French monarchy. Unfortunately, his warnings were not heeded. H. Wow, sounds like a rerun, doesn't it? Have we heard such as this before even regards ourselves? From a few weak points, some subversive secrets began nevertheless to seep, with the effect that on October 11, 1785 the Bavarian electoral prince had the house of Herr von Zwack, Way I Shorpt's first assistant, raided. There, many documents were discovered that described the plan of the Bavarian Illuminati for a new world order, Novus Ordo Seclorum. H. Check the dollar bill again, please. 70. The Bavarian electoral prince then decided to have these papers published as original writings of the order and sect of the Illuminati. These writings were then widely disseminated in order to warn the European monarchs. Way I Shorpt was stripped of his professorship and, together with the Duke of Saxe-Gotha, a further member of the Bavarian Illuminati, he disappeared. Since they let the belief that the Order of the Illuminati had been dissolved run its course, they could carry on working in secret and to resurface later under a new name. Within a year the German Union made itself known and distributed Illuminati propaganda to the existing reading circles. Here, the famous battle cry was created, Liber Erti, Egalite, Frater Ernite. The European monarchs, however, did not realize the danger which led to the French Revolution, and the resulting terrorist regime, running its course. The great strength of our order lies in its concealment. Let it never appear in any place in its own name, but always covered by another name and another occupation. None is fitter than the three lower degrees of Freemasonry. Next to this, the form of a learned literary society is best suited to our purpose. By establishing reading societies and subscription libraries, and taking these under our direction and supplying them through our labors, we may turn the public mind which way we will. Adam Way I Schacht. Original Writings of the Order and Sect of the Illuminati. These writings were then widely disseminated in order to warn the European monarchs. Way I Schacht was stripped of his professorship and, together with the Duke of Saxe-Gotha, a further member of the Bavarian Illuminati, he disappeared. Since they let the belief that the Order of the Illuminati had been dissolved run its course, they could carry on working in secret and to resurface later under a new name. Within a year the German Union made itself known and distributed Illuminati propaganda to the existing reading circles. Here, the famous battle cry was created, Liberti, Egalite, Frater, Unite. The European monarchs, however, did not realize the danger which led to the French Revolution, and the resulting terrorist regime, running its course. The great strength of our order lies in its concealment. Let it never appear in any place in its own name, but always covered by another name and another occupation. None is fitter than the three lower degrees of Freemasonry. Next to this, the form of a learned literary society is best suited to our purpose. By establishing reading societies and subscription libraries, and taking these under our direction and supplying them through our labors, we may turn the public mind which way we will. Adam Way I Schacht. Chapter 10 The Battle of Waterloo. This was the biggest coup of the Rothschild family, which at that time already had built up a perfect espionage and courier network all across Europe. On June 20, 1815, one of their couriers, having just come from the battlefield, handed Nathan Rothschild the information of France's defeat. Nathan hastily returned to the London Stock Exchange and thus sold all his holdings of the English consul's stock, thus feigning knowledge of England having lost the battle. The rumour spread so that most other stockholders were selling their holdings in a panic of losing all. After a few hours, the value of English consul had fallen to 5 cents on the dollar. So Nathan proceeded to buy all the stock for that ludicrous price. A short while later the official news of England's victory reached London. The value of English consul shot within seconds higher than the original price and later continued to climb. Napoleon had had his Waterloo, and Nathan had gained control of the English economy. Overnight the already gigantic wealth of the Rothschilds had multiplied more than 20-fold. The French had, after their defeat, obvious difficulties to regain strength, and so, in 1817, they signed a sizable credit agreement with the French Ouvrard Bank and the Baring Brothers from London. But not with the Rothschilds. And when the following year France needed a further loan, they again bypassed Rothschild. They of course didn't like that at all and tried all tricks in and out of the book to get the government to leave the business to them, but to no avail. On November 5, 1818, something completely unexpected happened. After the French government bonds had steadily risen over a year, they suddenly and inexorably started to fall. At the court of Louis XVIII the atmosphere was very tense. The only people not distressed but actually smiling were the Rothschild brothers Kalman and Jacob. For in October 1818 they had, with the help of agents and of their unlimited resources, bought immense quantities of French government bonds that had been issued by their rivals Ouvrard and Baring Brothers. This forced the price up, but on November 5, 1818, they started to put in all the main exchanges of Europe immense amounts of those bonds on the market, thereby creating a panic. 71. Thus the picture got completely reversed and the Rothschilds became number one in France. The French court gave them their full attention, and not just in financial matters. After the defeat of the French, the House of Rothschild thus took control of France, and in London Nathan Rothschild had direct influence on the British Parliament because of his control of the Bank of England. Chapter 11 WHO was Caspar Horsa? In the beginning of the 19th century, an old prophecy started to fulfill itself.